Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
1923, George Leach wanted to be liked. The World War I vet and insurance salesman was running for a second term as Minneapolis's mayor. And likability, not to mention political skill and trustworthiness, helped at the ballot box. But that April 10th, a crew of concerned citizens set out to destroy that likability as they knocked door to door, handing out a publication that would only last two issues. This was the second issue, and it contained an article wholly unflattering to Leach. In it, a certain woman of the underworld claimed that the upstanding mayor liked to spend his free hours cavorting in a downtown room with her scantily clad employees. The publication in question was called The Voice of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, and it was the Klan who deeply disliked Leach for drumming their members out of the police force. George Leach, despite the smear campaign, was reelected and made sure certain select Klan members and the underworld businesswoman faced libel charges.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.